So the process looking at the potential impeachment down in Parliament of Advocate Busisiwe Mkhwebane from her position of public protector moves into, I think, a different phase now, because it's her turn to argue her corner. Keeping an eye on this is Lindsay Dentlinger, parliamentary reporter at EWN. Lindsay, a very good afternoon to you. Before I stick my neck out and say, oh, well, I think this is what's happening, I'm much wiser than I was yesterday. Tell us what has been happening. I mean, are we moving into a new phase? I might have got the first thing I said wrong.
No, you did not. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon.
Quite a lot of ground has been traversed today, but let's start where we just left off a few minutes ago. And you are very correct in saying that we are now entering a new phase, almost 40 days of hearings. 4 months later, we are at the point where Busisiwe Mkhwebane, the public protector, has finally called her first witness, who is currently in the seat here in Parliament testifying before the committee. So that is really the new phase, that the turn that we are taking, John. Just before Mr. Niatela took the seat, he is the chairperson and founder of the SA Roadies Association, and he was a complainant in a matter involving the Department of Arts and Culture, which the public protector was managed to sort out for him. We heard from the public protector's lawyer, Dalian Porfu, making some opening remarks, if you will, about where or how they plan to treat this next phase, John, and the difficulties that they are having in trying to get other witnesses that they feel are imperative for them to mount a decent defence in getting them before the inquiry.
So, Lindsay, I'm interested to know. I mean, we'll come back to the content in a moment. What about the mood? Because it's been quite acerbic and abrasive at times. There was an attempt to get the evidence leaders to recuse themselves. Is it tense in there, or are they just getting on with the business again?
It was a rather tense start to the day, John, where the committee met as the committee rather than the inquiry, which then means a void of the legal people really in the room. And they were seized with the matter of dealing with this application to remove the evidence leaders. And it was quite tense because we did not have the public protector's response to the response of the evidence leaders and the accusations that have been made against them. We also had a legal opinion from Parliament's legal unit, which the ESF did not take kindly to, and there were a lot of disparaging remarks made about Parliament legal team and that the advice that they were giving the committee. And then, of course, after the tea break, we had the legal people re-enter the room. And, of course, Dalian Porfu not happy with the outcome, as you can expect, of what was decided by the committee. And then, of course, you know, as you point out, the acerbic remarks we've seen continually made in this inquiry, that MPs have come here with a predetermined outcome, that they're just waiting to drop the guillotine on the neck of Busisiwe Mkhwebane, and that they are ignoring and casting aside any arguments that her legal team want to make and submissions that they want to advance, because they believe that they've been cut off and not been given ample time to do so.
And just finally, Lindsay, I mean, a sense of her strategy, obviously delivered by her counsel. Is it, on the one hand, bringing in this witness to talk positively about good work she's done, on the one hand, and then to bring in her detractors, like, for example, Praveen Gordhan, people that she's clashed with, as a way of not necessarily undermining anything specifically they've said, but creating a sense of the campaign against her being about more than just facts?
Well, a little bit of both. I will admit it was a little bit difficult to follow more than an hour of these opening remarks that Dalian Porfu made in terms of the strategy that they do intend to follow. He was quite clear that they weren't going to be dictated to in terms of the order in which witnesses are called or how they will be grouped and who will be called, although The committee has never said that they would make such relief. As still, Darlene Porker put it on the table that he would not be dictated to as to how he does that. So in answer to your question, I think a little bit of both. We're starting with the witness who seems to, on the face of the affidavit that we have seen, singing the public protector's praises in terms of resolving the dispute that two of her predecessors were unable to do. And then, as you say, John, we hear from Darlene Porker that they want DA MP Natasha Mazzoni, who incidentally has now confirmed she will not come voluntarily. He's again insisted that if the president doesn't come, he's going to do so at his own peril, because the committee, in his view, should then accept the public protector's version of the CR17 investigation. And then we have Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan, who Darlene Porker has labelled the matters involving him the Gordhan matters. We hear that his lawyer will respond on Monday as to whether or not the minister is prepared to come. So it seems that they are grouping the witnesses in a little bit of both. Those who will come to respond to the main charges that she's faced with, her detractors, as you called them, and then also we haven't been privy to the witness list, but we presume, given the first witness, that we will possibly have witnesses who will then come to sing the public protector's praises.
Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN reporter, putting in the long hours involved in covering that Advocate Busisiwe Mkhwebane public protector impeachment inquiry down in Parliament. I don't think we're near the end of it, but we may well be deep into the second half. 702 Drive.